Welcome to the August podcast sponsored by the Illinois Soybean Association. This is Don Winokur, and we will discuss transportation, market developments, and cash basis in the state of Illinois. Many of these issues will have an impact on marketing plans for the harvest of 2018. We will also refer to basis maps provided by GeoGrain. Having spent 40 plus years in agricultural marketing, I have been involved in grain management, both domestic and export. Prior to retirement, I spent 20 years managing soybean and grain procurement of Tate & Lyle's processing plants and grain elevator network across the U.S. To say the least, this podcast has discussed issues that have created volatility in grain movement and in the cash basis since the first of the year. During my early years in the industry, we had to deal with embargoes in the 70s and 80s. And while these events were very disruptive to the entire trade, the recent issues of tariff threats have certainly increased the level of anxiety for everyone, processors, exporters, and perhaps the group impacted the most is the U.S. producer. I am not sure we know yet what the outcome could be, but we have seen cash basis prices fall dramatically, both in the Chicago Board of Trade volatility and basis changes almost on a daily basis. I think this harvest will be challenging for everyone with the largest soybean acres in recent years and the growing season, which has been excellent for corn and beans. With a larger soybean acreage, the grain elevators may have to allocate storage space differently than in the past to accommodate the higher number of soybean bushels. The August 10th USDA report confirmed that supplies will be large this fall, and this will create issues for ground piles of corn and will certainly challenge the transportation system. The cash market will most likely develop large carrying charges, which could create opportunities for the elevator to manage the basis to get ownership to carry forward. Having said that, if the trade issues resolve themselves, and at least it appears some discussion may occur late August, the basis could do a lot of work in the marketing plan. As I said in July, this will be the year to check all markets as they will be changing depending on freight availability. Barge freight has moved back near the 450% level on the upper Illinois River and on the Mississippi. A lot of this can be attributed to a large corn export program, as well as Lock 26 at Alton and the LaGrange Lock on the Illinois River being down for repairs, causing long delays for barge tows to get through the locks. Now that these locks are reopened, freight has eased somewhat. Rail rate increases are being announced, and truck rates could certainly move higher, as there seems to be tremendous demand for truck freight across the nation. There have been long truck lines at terminals and processing plants as producers try to market old crop corn and beans. There is great likelihood that these lines will be a fact of life as we move through the harvest season. Transportation costs are such a large component of the cash basis, thus any changes in fuel costs, surcharges, values in the secondary rail freight market, and availability on a given day, including barges, rail cars, and trucks, will impact bids differently across the state. Locations closer to processor demand should not see the volatility that other markets will have to endure. The St. Louis area will be an added factor this fall as we're seeing rail rates established from the Western Railroads to transload beans, which will create additional demand for barge freight. This will most certainly create business as we are seeing basis levels in the Western Corn Belt at $1 under the November futures option. Before we discuss the GeoGrain maps, it would seem that we should expect China to be a limited buyer of U.S. beans at least until early 2019. The trade thinks China may have purchased 20 to 25 cargoes of beans from South America last week. If this did occur, this is most likely to keep the pipeline full until everyone knows more about the U.S.-China discussions. One area that could impact the market fairly dramatically is the swine fever in China, where rumors are saying some herds may have to be liquidated. If this is the case, this could reduce demand for soy meal temporarily. The most recent developments in the cash market is the discussion with the EU and possibly reducing some of the existing tariffs on beans and meal from the U.S. This may create some demand on the Great Lakes for beans and for those geographically able to get beans to Chicago, Milwaukee, Burns Harbor, or Toledo. This could add value as these basis bids should be very competitive. With the recent rally at the CBOT approaching harvest season, we're seeing some basis levels drop as producer selling has picked up. As we look at the maps provided by GeoGrain, one with the actual basis levels in Illinois by area and a second map that will reflect the changes in the basis levels. As we have moved into August, most of the cash bids are now versus the November Chicago board option, and this will show a wider basis as we have carrying charges on the CBOT prices. Currently, basis levels in Northwest Illinois are minus 80 the November option and as high as minus 10 the November option at Cairo. This is due to the option change in bids as well as higher barge freight on all rivers. While our export demand has been reduced in total, we are seeing areas such as the lakes that are more competitive than usual. Currently, China has only a small quantity of new crop beans purchased from the U.S. However, total shipments from Brazil and the U.S. have been robust for May, June, and July. This shows that the world demand for soybeans is certainly very good, and this tariff issue has created dislocations of demand in the country that can best fill that need, and a lot of this will be due to the extreme volatile ocean freight values. The processor values have dropped a bit with the reduced export values, increased movement of beans into the supply chain. The cash crush margin has also dropped a bit and is now in the $1.50 per bushel range. However, the domestic soybean crush for July was 167.7 million bushels, which is the second largest monthly total, just another indicator of the strong demand for Illinois soybeans. While we are still a few weeks from harvest in Illinois, the cash market is beginning to set up to take advantage of a cheaper cash basis as we move forward. Most elevators will want to get ownership where possible to take advantage of the carrying charges that the market will give them. If they cannot get ownership, expect the delayed pricing charges to be large. If at all possible, it seems that beans stored in non-commercial space should earn a nice premium to the spot markets in all areas of the market. At this date, we are seeing SIF values at New Orleans for October in the plus 15 the November range, a level which we have not seen in years. The cash carry in the river markets is currently 40 to 50 cents per bushel from October to December. Again, I think this year will be one to stay abreast of all cash markets that are within a reasonable distance to the production location, as this market will be very dynamic. Also, keep one ear to the news as we're still trying to figure out the tariff issues with all of our trading partners. The Delmarva area should be a good market for Illinois soy meal as their local crop is reduced due to bad weather. This in turn could encourage our local processors to bid aggressively for cash soybeans. Those near the Chicago area could see some basis pushes to load containers if trucks and containers are available. From everything I read and hear, harvest logistics are going to be very challenging for all participants in the cash market. Rail volumes of all products have been strong, and this will create a slowdown in movement and availability of hopper cars, compounding the logistical challenges. Thanks again to GeoGrain for providing the basis maps, which are on the website. These maps continue to point out the wide variation in cash basis levels across Illinois. This is Don Winokur, and this broadcast is sponsored by the Illinois Soybean Association. Please be safe as we enter this challenging harvest season.